At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was the voice of Red Sox president Sam Kennedy just moments ago on 850 WEEI. Thanks to Joe Braverman for passing that audio along to us from the spring training broadcast, because we intended every bit to start the show talking Red Sox, talking highs and lows and strengths and weaknesses. And obviously Garrett Crochet, well, he hopefully is going to be one of the strengths and not one of the questions or concerns as things play themselves out. I'll be honest with you, that was the first I'd heard that audio because it was fresh off the broadcast here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
It's like 7 minutes old. It's a baby.
I didn't love it.
What?
I didn't love the tone of it. Well, I didn't love that he said something to the effect like he needs to decide with his family if they want to be here. There was like a little tone.
Well, hold on. Run it again for the audience and me.
Well, we would obviously love to have him a part of the organization for a long time. You've seen a little glimpse of what hopefully is to come. So he and his family need to decide if Boston where they want to be. And as three of us know, it's not for everybody. But I think given his mindset and makeup, he'll have a lot of success here if that's what he chooses. So we are making it a priority to try and extend a lot of our own players that are currently under control, and he would fit into that category.
That Boston's not for everyone. You need to figure out if you want to be here. Sounds like you're like yelling at a kid or something.
No.
You want to be on this team or not?
Whoa!
You commit to this team and what it takes to be a Boston. Like there was just a lot there.
Usually think Andy's searching for stuff, but I think I'm with him on this one.
That felt like a shot.
It wasn't veiled, so you have to appreciate that.
Words have meaning. Tone has meaning. We're going to get into the Mass Live stories about the Boston Red Sox, where I thought there were a lot of little words that had a lot of big meaning from Sean McAdam and Chris.
Okay,
Pacillo.
Well, if you feel like there's tone,
you wait. Did you?
Not necessarily.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
I
do not sit on a throne of lies.
You do. Smells like beef and cheese.
No. It smells today like Tiger Balm.
Smells like popcorn. I've been feeding your fat face.
I did my fat face.
Well,
you
were kind of Chevrolet.
Yes, I did. I couldn't help it. It's delicious. The morning show got sent a bag of snacks. Shout out the morning show. By the way, they sent homemade peanut brittle. Damn. Anyway.
Yes.
I don't believe there was necessarily tone. I think basically Sam Kennedy was almost being, sensitive to the needs and adjustments of the Crochet family, because dude is not probably, have you looked at him? Have you heard him?
Yeah.
He's not necessarily from, you know, Waltham.
He's not from here.
He's not from Mashville.
He don't get us.
He's not from Dorchester.
We're not for everyone.
No, we're not.
I can tell you first and foremost.
Nope.
I literally have a t-shirt that says, I'm not for
everyone.
You
don't even need to wear it. We get it. And you are representative of just one swath, one region of not for everyone.
Yeah.
South Shore, South Coast, Metro West, etc. So maybe he's being, maybe that's actually Sam Kennedy trying to courteously, like, slowly roll the red carpet Garrett Crochet's way. Like, look, if you'd like to talk, we're here. Maybe the offer's even already been made. And what if Garrett Crochet's like, y'all got some weird roads, got some nasty people, but I heard the fans are great. So I'm going to give this a shot.
And we all know what matters in the end.
Money.
The number on the table.
Did he say he wanted to play in a warm weather climate?
No.
Okay.
No. I think he wants to play here. I think he wants to win here. I think he's going to eat it up. You come from the White Sox, the worst team in the history of the world, essentially, yeah. And you come to the Boston Red Sox at the right time, by the way. A couple of years ago, he might not have been making much of a leap going from the White Sox
to the
Red Sox.
The Athletics' number one ranked team going into the season?
We'll get to some of the BetMGM money that's being gambled and the fact that a lot of people are putting a lot of money on the Boston Red Sox to win the AL pennant.
What?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later.
Duck boats?
No, AL pennant. I don't know that they have them winning the World Series. That's the next step. And as I predicted, the Dodgers are going undefeated. Ohtani homers. They're 2-0. They are rolling.
Oh. They're well on their way.
162-0 is officially on the table. Now, you jested that 82-0 was on the table after the Celtics opener.
It didn't happen.
It didn't. No, not by any stretch. No,
nor was 41-0 at home. But the Celtics did win at home last night. We'll get into that later as well.
However, the Dodgers are an absolute force of baseball nature. They're doing this. It's only two wins early in the season in Japan, but they're doing it without two of their four best players.
Yeah.
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 Pretty good.
And, you know, doing it without, I don't know, more than $500 million worth of baseball talent that's not on the field because they are a little sick right now. So we're going to talk about the Boston Red Sox. We're going to talk about their strengths and their weaknesses because I think those are coming together quite nicely as we approach opening day next Thursday. Reminder, next Wednesday, we kick off our weekly interviews with Alex Cora from Fenway Park for home games and on the phone. Later in today's show, thanks, Stiz, in my ear, Brian Scalabrine, a fresh off his birthday. I figured I would just share with the listeners.
You call out stage directions. Diane, of course I'm in love with you. Ted walks over to corner. Oh, sorry.
But Brian Scalabrine, 4 o'clock each and every week-ish, depending on his schedule sometimes.
Is he hooping with someone?
No, he's sleeping off maybe his birthday celebration, which he got the night off because the NBC Sports Boston telecast was an all-female telecast. And where did Scal spend his night?
West End Johnny's.
No, TD Garden watching the Celtics with his wife, celebrating his birthday. A bad Celtics game with no Tatum and no Brown.
And a bad Celtics game? The second half of that game was fun. The rise of the Shiremen is upon us. Come, Frodo, join me in the Shire.
We're not doing that. We'll do that later, but we're not doing the Shiremen rise or anything about that. We're not talking him up. We're going to exclude him. He's not part of my postseason rotation by any means.
That's sweet, the step back sweet stroke that he's got.
It's a nice little story for a crappy little game against the Nets that Scal was in attendance for. We'll talk about that. And, of course, we will touch on Scal's, or more than touch on Scal's, social media notoriety this week after his tete-a-tete, or whatever you want to call it, when two large men that are a little older than they should be went heavy at each other, and I emphasize heavy, on the street courts of New York. George the Messiah, Brian Scalabrine, there was I don't know that this was a friendly. You know that they talk in soccer and various things, or like even boxing now, or these mixed martial. This was not a friendly.
They were throwing bows.
Yeah, they were
like, there was some weight being exchanged.
Absolutely, there was a prison yard measuring contest.
It makes it fun when you're like, a little animus in the rivalry there. But that's also the way these streetball court games go. Like,
yes.
they're never like,
oh, I know.
Hey, bro, how about best
I punched
to
the
11?
Guy in the nuts once?
What?
Yeah, this big dude, he was like 6'10", goofy bastard, and he tried to dunk on me, and I'm like, I'm not letting you dunk on me, so I'm going to punch you right now, and you can take the free throws. So
and that's why Andy's not allowed at the Dartmouth playground anymore.
The million-dollar playground that I voted down. But yeah, I wasn't going to let a guy
dunk on me. Why'd you vote a million-dollar playground
down? We don't need to go down that road.
You can't bring it up.
A lot of listeners know about it because they like to text about it. They claim I'm the guy who votes against playgrounds for the children.
Because you hate children.
Well, we do know your voting record is a little spotty overall.
I'm fiscally responsible. That's what I am, fiscally responsible. And the Red Sox may have to be fiscally unresponsible if they want to sign Garrett Crochet to a long-term deal. So our guy Brad Foe caught up with Crochet. You may have listened to the audio on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, but basically Crochet told him, and we'll hear some of the audio a little bit later,
that he doesn't want to negotiate during the season. You know, it's a classic discussion point for athletes. Hell, it was a discussion point for the manager last year, remember? He didn't want to negotiate during the season until he signed an extension during the season.
Yeah.
Now we have Garrett Crochet, who we do need to update. Dan Ball, 2 years, right, after this year he's under control. So
correct.
He's not going to be a free agent, not impending free agent. There's no urgency here.
They have 2 years.
I think some of us would like to put sort of a bow on the offseason by giving him the extension and knowing he's the hoss, he's the ace, he's the guy you ride going forward, get that done before the season starts. Well, that's the date they have apparently talked about, he told Bradfo. So, Fitzy, let's start there. Garrett Crochet, he's your opening day starter. According to The Athletic, he's the fifth best starter in baseball with upside potential to go higher than that. Everybody thinks he might have the best stuff in the game. We'll play some audio later of, I don't know, all this geeky stuff about how good his stuff is. I don't know. I just watch it and it looks
his
really
stuff
impressive.
Is, his stuff, when you, does it pass the numbers. Visual test?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the best stuff, when stuff pass visual tests and they don't need to explain to you through quantitative analysis.
I don't, you know what, I, you know what, if I never hear
I'm
again.
I'm in a mood today. I don't know if you've
noticed. It's just, it is like, it is a lot. I got to be honest.
Somebody put in my salad dressing?
It is a lot to take.
I'm man, this is before up. The lucky this energy, too.
Ted is to not going to like Andy
honest
today.
To God.
As the kids would say, I'm here for it.
I mean, seriously, like, you guys are at least outside of the reactor. I'm in here just getting radiated by all these words.
Yeah,
holy
you're about
smokes.
To get Chernobyl today.
No, I think
honey.
What it is.
What?
It's what we talked about last week. When these days come and it's 50 plus and it's sunny and I did
go,
an
go
outside
for,
run.
Then,
I what? Already ran 4 miles.
Then take, oh,
brag.
Gee, my God. You literally ask and answer your own questions.
He's doing his own drops.
You can't. Yeah, you do your own drops. Why don't you do?
Great story.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, why don't you fake some voices now and do some calls while you're at it? Do the whole damn show. Jeez.
Fired up about Red Sox season.
Okay. If you need,
I like
okay,
baseball.
We're all saying if you need to take a break, just
I
go
don't.
Outside, get a little vitamin D, go right
I'm
ahead.
I'm going strong. 4 hours long, baby. A
holy
full 4 hours,
smokes.
And I will not see a doctor afterwards. I will just do a good radio show from 2 to 6. So let's get back to Garrett Crochet.
Right, can I answer the question you asked 3 diatribes ago?
If I remembered it, I'd let you, so go ahead.
Okay.
As long as you remember.
Would I sign Garrett Crochet now? No. I would wait a little extra long. Now, would I go the entire season? No, because then... And
what about the deadline?
This is what Bradfo put out. Whose deadline? Self-imposed
Crochet's.
Deadline?
He wants it done by opening day or not at all?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Really?
Not
see,
this year.
I don't believe,
no,
I don't believe
really.
It. No, I don't
yeah,
believe
he doesn't
it.
Want to talk in season. So if you're going to do it this year, he's saying you need to do it by opening day.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
So what I would do,
I still got another year.
Give him $500 million.
Because you want to know why? Well, because if he pitches his ass off and goes 17-6 with a 3.13 ERA, 227 strikeouts, and the Red Sox go all the way to the ALCS, his price tag, whatever you thought it was, or whatever Spotrac told us it was supposed to be before the season, has now likely doubled.
So like ship that just picked up the astronauts, dropped them in the ocean.
What? Because it went up and then it'll come down?
No, it just went up really fast because that's how you got to do it.
You're right, it did. But then it came down with people.
Yeah. Andy is not going to slow his train of thought down for us to join.
I know. I need you guys to keep up. This is a fast-paced show.
Wow.
At least for now, until I crash.
All right, listeners, if you are using the Odyssey app, thank God that ship didn't on the way back last night. If you're using the Odyssey app, much like with podcasts, there's a play at half speed feature. I recommend
But then you guys are going to be like quarter speed if I'm at half speed.
Oh, my God.
That's if we get to talk.
I'm like watching Ashton Gentry film, and you're like, he runs faster than everybody else.
Ashton Gentry film? This is Usain Bolt talk radio.
Anyway, so would you sign, because the debate.
I would wait. I would wait a few starts, and then even though he says, I don't want to, whatever the number was that you had in mind before the season, I'd sweeten it a little bit and say, listen, we just needed to make sure that you were ready on Fenway, that you were good to go. We just wanted to hear the fans react to you. Get a couple starts in, and then boom. Wow him with an offer. Do what the Patriots should have done to Cooper Kupp and to Calvin Ridley and countless others. Show him the money, and then some.
And he did say he doesn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Well,
you don't have to talk.
Go 5-0, strike out like 40 guys in those five starts, and then we'll put a really large number that you just sign and no talking.
Yeah, my 7 for $231. So here's a Larry Bird for 7 straight seasons.
Did you know there's only 4 contracts over 200?
Corbin Burns, Shohei Ohtani.
Fried.
Max Fried and...
Garrett Cole.
No, 5.
Ohtani doesn't count because he's a hitter. He didn't even pitch last year.
Oh, 4 pitchers contract.
He's in his own world.
I was going to say, Mike Trout, Marcus
starting
Betts.
Pitchers okay. that are over 200.
Corbin
two over
Burns,
three.
Max Fried, Garrett Cole, and Zach Wheeler.
Corbin Burns.
Wheeler, Burns.
I don't know if Wheeler is, but I know this four. I listened to Jones and Keefe, and they listed him.
He's getting $42 million a year, so I think he is.
No, but there's a lot of guys that have high average annual value that don't necessarily...
Yeah, like DeGrom only had like a... I don't think DeGrom's was over 200.
Oh, Yamamoto. Yamamoto is the other one.
Oh, Yamamoto. He didn't get the crazy AAV I thought he would have.
No, but he got the crazy total V, which is really nice to have on a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, watching him and Sasaki just throw light BP in Japan and kind of handle the Cubs 2 days in a row.
Did you see Sasaki, his first 5 pitches, 100, 100, 100, 100, 99.
Yeah.
Like,
it's relatively impressive.
Could be a friendly home gun for him across the pond.
You with the slow time, the 40 times and the home guns and
it
everything.
It happens. People manipulate numbers.
You know what? I probably should have known because when Ohtani hit that home run today, they said it was 812 feet.
You know, like, I don't think so. It kind of went to review.
It looked like 406 or something.
Seemed very tame. 617-779-7937. We are talking about your Boston Red Sox as baseball season is close to upon us. They're headed to Mexico soon for those exhibition games. Mm. We're talking about the roster coming together. They made some cuts today. We have a new option, wild card option, in the second base mix. We'll talk about that. Who played second base today? Is the spot being held for Christian Campbell? Are you worried about, the closer position where they don't seem to have one right now? Lots of questions, lots of would-be answers, lots of pressure on your manager to move all those parts around for the Boston Red Sox, who, as Fitzy noted, are expected to be maybe the best team in the American League, at least a playoff team, and potentially a World Series contender. That's all up here as we get underway on WEEI Afternoons 2-6. Join the fun, 617-779-7937. But first, Dan Ball, try to keep up with the pace, my friend. What's trending now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.